What to do in Dumbo if you're here for business? 2025. New York City has become a top destination for tech workers, with Dumbo emerging as a hotspot in Brooklyn. Stay at One Hotel Brooklyn Bridge for stunning views and rooftop pool. The Tillery offers a more affordable option with a rooftop garden bar. Workspaces like Green Desk, Soho Works, and Bond Collective cater to professionals. Indulge in local eateries like Almondine, Celestine, and Juliana's. Enjoy drinks at Hildur and Bar 56, or explore the area's breweries and iconic landmarks. Relax with yoga at One Yoga House or bike around Red Hook for a day of exploration. Acer Predator Triton 14 AI Review, a laptop for gamers and creators. The Acer Predator Triton 14 AI is a hybrid laptop aimed at gamers and creators, featuring a 14.5-inch OLED touchscreen, a milled aluminum chassis, and a weight of 3.5 pounds. The laptop includes a stylus for creative work, per-key color backlighting, and ample port selection. Under the hood, it boasts high-end specs but falls short in benchmark tests. Despite good performance and bright display, issues like overheating and high price may deter potential buyers. Overall rating, 6/10. Google, Microsoft, and Meta have stopped publishing workforce diversity data. Some U.S. tech giants, including Google, Microsoft, and Meta, have ceased publishing workforce diversity data, breaking a long-standing trend. This decision could obscure the impact of anti-DEI policies and hinder efforts to reshape tech companies for better representation. While some companies like Apple, Amazon, and Nvidia continue to release diversity data, others have shifted focus following Trump's return to the White House. The move has raised concerns among civil rights activists and advocates for equitable hiring practices. Landfall spyware abused zero-day to hack Samsung Galaxy phones. Security researchers found the Landfall spyware targeting Samsung Galaxy phones, exploiting a zero-day flaw in the software. The spyware, discovered in July 2024, could be sent via a malicious image without victim interaction. Samsung patched the flaw in April 2025, but details of the campaign were not previously disclosed. The attacks likely focused on individuals in the Middle East, possibly driven by espionage. The spyware, linked to Stealth Falcon, allowed broad surveillance capabilities on specific Galaxy models. Mexico City is the most video-surveilled metropolis in the Americas. Mexico City has the most government video cameras in public spaces in the Americas, with over 83,000 cameras recording daily life. These cameras are part of 16,460 video surveillance technology systems, each with up to 5 lenses and 4K resolution. The system aids in traffic management, tracking suspects, and supporting investigations. The city plans to install 30,000 more cameras to strengthen security. Despite high surveillance, crime rates remain a concern. The city aims to have 150,000 cameras by 2030. MetaQuest promo codes, $50 off November 2025. Looking for discounts on MetaQuest products? Wired editors recommend checking out Meta for VR headsets and Ray-Ban smart glasses. The more budget-friendly MetaQuest 3S is currently marked down by up to $50, with accessories also on sale. Refurbished Quest 3 units are available for $380, $50 off the new model. Discounts on games like Batman, Arkham Shadow, and Beat Saber are also available. Students and teachers can get an extra 10% off with a Meta discount code. Financing options start as low as $19.99 per month. Chris Sacca's VC firm is raising a second nuclear fusion fund. Chris Sacca's venture firm, Lower Carbon Capital, is raising a second fund to support nuclear fusion energy startups, including Commonwealth Fusion Systems and Pacific Fusion. The firm previously raised a $250 million fusion-focused fund in 2022. Despite the high costs of building fusion reactors, believers like Sacca and Vinod Khosla remain optimistic about the commercial viability of fusion energy. The size of the new fund has not been disclosed, but sources suggest it will be larger than the first. Tesla to begin Cybercab production in April, Musk claims. Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced during a shareholder meeting that production of the Cybercab, an autonomous electric vehicle without pedals or a steering wheel, will start in April at the Austin, Texas factory. The CyberCab is optimized for low cost per mile in autonomous mode and will not have side mirrors. Musk's plans conflict with Tesla chairwoman Robin Denholm's statements about including a steering wheel and pedals as a backup option. Musk is confident that regulators will approve the CyberCab for widespread deployment. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package. Tesla shareholders have approved Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package to be fully implemented by 2035 if ambitious targets are met. This includes Musk gaining control of 25% of Tesla, up from 12%. The plan involves leading in industries beyond electric cars, autonomous driving, and robotics. Musk celebrated the news with dancing robots at Tesla's Gigafactory in Austin. Despite legal challenges, the vote signals a win for Musk, who plans to launch the CyberCab in April and expand the robotaxi service. 8 seconds. Accel backs Uber rival Rapido as Prosus boosts stake. Accel has invested in Rapido, an Uber competitor in India, while Prosus has increased its stake after TVS Motor sold its entire holding. TVS Motor sold its stake for $2.88 billion in Prosus MIH Investments, securing a return of over 152% in 3 years. Rapido, founded in 2015, offers bike taxis, auto rickshaw bookings, car services, and courier services. Accel's backing of Rapido signifies a return to India's ride-hailing sector. Prosus also expanded its stake through a secondary share sale. Tesla shareholders approve Elon Musk's $1 pay package. Tesla shareholders have approved a $1 trillion pay package for CEO Elon Musk, with over 75% voting in favor. Musk will not receive the full amount up front, but stands to make billions by meeting company milestones. The package includes 12 tranches tied to operational and profit goals. Shareholders were urged to vote yes by Musk and the board to increase his voting control. The previous $56 billion plan was rejected by a court, leading to this new proposal. Laude Institute announces first batch of Slingshots AI grants. The Laude Institute has unveiled its first round of Slingshots grants focused on advancing artificial intelligence. The program supports researchers with funding, compute power, and engineering assistance in exchange for a final work product like a startup or open source code. 15 initial projects, including Terminal Bench and Arc AGI, tackle AI evaluation challenges. New approaches like Formula Code and BizBench aim to assess AI agents' abilities and create benchmarks. Code Clash, led by StudyBench co-founder John Bodayang, promotes dynamic competition for code evaluation. Meta estimates that it earns 10% of its revenue from scams, report says. According to a report from Reuters, Meta estimated that 10% of its revenue, amounting to $16 billion, would come from fraudulent ads last year. The documents also revealed that Meta failed to protect users from ads promoting illegal activities for 3 years. The company has a system to detect potential scams, deactivating accounts only if 95% sure of fraud. Despite this, Meta has seen a decrease in scam reports by 58% over the last 18 months and removed 134 million scam ads. Sam Altman says OpenAI has $20 ARR and about $1.4 trillion in data center commitments. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced that the company is on track to surpass $20 billion in annualized revenue run rate by the end of the year, with plans to reach hundreds of billions by 2030. Altman revealed commitments of around $1.4 trillion for data center deals over the next 8 years. Despite recent controversy over government loans, Altman outlined future revenue-generating strategies, including an enterprise offering, consumer devices, robotics, and a focus on scientific discovery. OpenAI may also venture into cloud computing services. Funding options may include selling equity or taking on loans. Google to buy carbon credits from massive Amazonian reforestation project. Google has revealed plans to purchase 200,000 metric tons of carbon removal from Mombac, a Brazilian forest restoration company. The initiative involves acquiring land in the Amazon for reforestation. This deal is part of the Symbiosis Coalition, which aims to create a market for nature-based carbon removal projects. Google, along with other tech giants, supports this effort. While nature-based projects face challenges like wildfire risks, they offer benefits like replenishing aquifers and supporting biodiversity. Google will utilize its DeepMind Perch AI to measure the biodiversity advantages of the project. Amazon launches an AI-powered Kindle Translate service for ebook authors. Amazon has launched Kindle Translate, an AI-powered service for authors on Kindle Direct Publishing. Initially supporting English-Spanish and German-English translations, it aims to increase multilingual book availability. Authors can preview translations for accuracy before publishing. While AI may introduce errors, Amazon claims translations are evaluated for accuracy. Authors can manage translations on the Kindle Direct Publishing portal, with AI-translated works labeled as Kindle Translate. The service is free for now and eligible for other programs like KDP Select and Kindle Unlimited. Sam Altman says he doesn't want the government to bail out OpenAI if it fails. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman stated he doesn't want the government to bail out the company if it fails. OpenAI has accrued $1.4 trillion in data center buildouts and usage commitments this year, with a revenue run rate of $20 billion annually. CFO Sarah Friar initially suggested government backing for infrastructure loans, but later retracted her statement. Despite discussions on backstopped loans for semiconductor fabs, Altman emphasized the company's self-reliance and growth projections to address financing concerns. SpaceX's Starlink secures more spectrum and airlines as it passes 8 million customers. SpaceX is expanding its Starlink satellite internet business with a $2.6 billion purchase of wireless spectrum licenses from EchoStar, adding to the $17 billion deal announced in September. The company recently surpassed 8 million global customers and secured a partnership with International Airlines Group to equip over 500 aircraft with Starlink in-flight internet by 2026. This move follows EchoStar's decision to sell spectrum licenses after pressure from the FCC and Trump administration. Starlink's growth in the aviation industry has been significant, with partnerships with major airlines like United and Qatar Airways contributing to its customer base of over 8 million across 150 countries. Meta brings its short-form video feed of AI slop to Europe. Meta has brought its short-form video feed of AI-generated videos called Vibes to Europe through the Meta AI app. Similar to TikTok or Instagram Reels, every video on Vibes is AI-generated. The rollout in Europe follows its US launch 6 weeks ago. OpenAI also recently released Sora, a social media platform for AI-generated videos. Users can create, share, and personalize AI videos on Vibes, with the option to remix others' content. Despite initial concerns about AI-generated content, Meta is promoting Vibe's success in increasing media generation on its platform. Subtle Computing's voice isolation models help computers understand you in noisy environments. California-based startup Subtle Computing has developed voice isolation models to capture voices in noisy environments, benefiting voice-based AI products. Apps like Granola and Fireflies are gaining attention, while companies like OpenAI and ClickUp are integrating voice transcription solutions. Subtle Computing's model, designed by founders from Stanford, preserves device acoustics for better performance. Qualcomm has selected the startup for its program, and $6 million in seed funding has been raised. The company plans to release a consumer product next year.